Welcome to Awakening Souls with your spiritual hosts, Jennifer
and Candace, a spiritual podcast for the mystics, magical thinkers, sensitives, and spiritual seekers.
We are here to explore all things spiritual, from navigating your awakening, developing your psychic gifts, and so much more.
Together with our combined experiences, we hope to help guide you on your path to reconnecting with your soul and the beautiful life that comes after.
So come join us on the magical journey of exploring your awakening soul. Welcome back, everyone. Today we're talking about the energy for November. It's a good one because we both did this separately.
We did. I did a channeling and I did a oracle card pull separately at my house while you did your own oracle card pull at your house. And today we'll be sharing the information that we both got. We already gave each other a little sneak peek about what we got, and both of us got a little excited because it seems to be in line with one another.
Yeah.
And it's really funny, when I do channeling or when I pull oracle cards, especially for myself, it takes me forever to connect the frickin' dots.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I get the information, I write down the information, I mull over the information, I stare at the information, and still I'm like, I don't know what the F this means. Yeah. And just now sitting here with you, I was like, oh my freaking God, there's a pattern here. And I've already been working on the things, felt called to start working on these things that we are about to discuss today.
Mm-hmm. And same here.
Bananas.
It is so bananas.
It's crazy how the world works like this. Okay, so when I channeled, they gave me like a 25-minute lecture.
Oh.
I recorded it because I was actually going to write it all down. I got my journal out and I was like, oh, I'm going to do it the old way where I would do automatic writing. But when I do that, I'm channeling. So I'm receiving the information and I have to remember the information and then open my eyes, come out of the channel, jot it down.
Yeah, that's...
and then go back into my channel and ask for more.
That's a lot.
So I turned on my recorder just in case I had trouble doing that. And it was 4 minutes and 98 seconds, and it was a good chunk of them talking through me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that hasn't happened yet before, where I'm like talking as they are giving me the information. It's coming out of my mouth as I am receiving it.
Right.
That I haven't done consciously before, or on purpose, I guess.
Okay.
Different. It's cool.
Very cool.
It's something new that I've got to now play around with.
Yay.
Usually when I'm doing a channel, it's the same thing as the automatic writing process. I receive the information and then I speak the information and then I don't always remember everything.
Same here.
But this time it wasn't like that. So yeah, a 25-minute lecture, it felt like. And it really had to do with manifestation, conscious manifestation. And I know you're surprised because I didn't mention that word yet.
Right.
Conscious manifesting. And a lot of that has to do with beginning to release. Mm. To release all of the things, all of the patterns, all of the behaviors that we have been stuck in, that we keep creating the same cycle around.
One of my first cards I pulled was the full moon card. And its messages... well, right here, it tells you full moon completion. And its messages basically say all cycles have their time of completion or fulfillment. And whatever you've been working for has now reached culmination.
Shut the front door!
No. So let yourself feel the satisfaction and contentment of it and enjoy the completion. Relax and let go. So my thing was release and enjoy. That's what I got from that card.
I pulled a card from a different deck with the door, and it said completion.
No way.
Yes, freaking way.
How is that possible?
You would think, like, as long as I've been doing this, and, you know, it's only been a short year, but you think I would be totally like, oh, yeah,
that's cool. Yeah, that's exactly right. I knew that would happen.
No, I'm surprised so every single time, even in front of clients.
Yeah,
they're like, shouldn't you? Isn't this normal for you? And I'm like, no, this is fantastic.
It's just so magical. I've been wanting to say that for like 5 seconds now.
Yeah, I got the door of completion.
Wow.
So right now it seems that they're trying to tell us that things are coming to a close. We've been in this cycle of change and upgrades and things are about to up level. Well, now is the time of fall. So we're in fall. We're about to go in to winter, and fall has been that season and change. But now things are starting to settle down energetic wise mm-hmm. and in the universe, things are starting to calm down a little bit. So this is actually a time of reflection for us. This is a time for us to really get intentional about where we want to go in our lives, how we want to feel, yep. what we're wanting to create, and who we want to bring with us into the new season of our life.
Uh-huh.
And so everything that you've been holding on to as far as belief systems, patterns that are keeping you feeling like you're lacking something in your life, or health habits even that mm-hmm. that kept coming up too, health habits. And we're both like, really interesting, because we both have been changing our health habits.
Yep.
So letting go of all of those things that are no longer serving us, releasing mm-hmm. them so that we can move into our new energetic frequency is what I was being told.
That's awesome.
So those of you who don't really understand, well, what's an energetic frequency? It actually, it's kind of like, I like to think of it as like a song or a tone. We are all resonating at a certain tone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be different. My resonance is going to be different than Jennifer's resonance. But that resonance that you create, it's created by your thought patterns, mm-hmm. by the way you feel, by your subconscious beliefs.
Yep.
Sometimes it's even created by past life things that we're hanging on to. It's just kind of like a whole web intermingled together that creates our reality, starting with your thoughts, your beliefs, and how you speak. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So what they wanted me to tell you is that it's time for us to start paying very close attention to the way that we are speaking, to how we are feeling, mm-hmm. and to the thoughts that we are having. We have forgotten how powerful our thoughts can be.
Oh, yeah.
And we have gotten lost in kind of the sea of social media, of the government, of even our belief systems within our cultures, our societal norms. We've kind of forgotten that we are actually divine, powerful beings that have the ability to create our own personal universe, regardless of the world around us. We have the ability to create abundance and love and joy and prosperity and wealth all here in our tiny little world mm-hmm. of just our little bubble. And it doesn't have to be in sync or in line with anybody else's world or a little bubble. It is completely independent and all for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time for us to step back into that power and stop giving our power away, to shut down the noise, to shut down all of the other thoughts and the other beliefs that are kind of trickling into our mind and we're taking as our own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take it in.
I keep hearing the word religion too. Like religion, it's a big one.
Yeah. Take in the information that you've been given, but then reflect on it and choose, is this actually what I value? Is this actually what I believe? How do I feel about this? And where do I want to take this? And what do I want my life to look like?
Mm-hmm.
And if you really think about it, where you're at right now in your life, do you want to be here in 5 years from now or 5 months from now? And if the answer is, well, no, there are things that I'd really like to change. I'd like to evolve. I'd like things to be better in these areas. And those are the areas that we need to pay attention to and start finding, or I guess getting more familiar with the thought patterns we're having around those things that we want.
Mm-hmm.
So that way we can change the frequency of our thought, which changes the frequency of our auras, the way that we are resonating, because that resonance then goes out into the world. It's our nonverbal communication with the world. And so that resonance goes out into the world and the universe goes, oh, I see what she's focusing on here. This is what she's asking for, right? We went over this in mm-hmm. manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the world reflects it back to you in tenfold, brings it back to you. And so it's time to get really intentional about what you're wanting to create, what you're wanting to quote unquote manifest, or just what you're wanting to have in your life.
Yeah.
And then really focus in those areas.
Very well said, Candace.
Thank you. I just went on the longest rant ever.
It was good, though. You had me sitting on the edge of the seat.
Oh, good.
Should we move on to my second card pull that I got?
Yeah, tell me about your second card pull.
Okay, so card number two was fire, passion. And so what we get from that card is it's time to express what you're passionate about and to allow the flow to grow.
What? Flow to grow. I got a lot of cards about that too.
Did you really?
Yes.
Stay passionate about what lights you up.
That's funny that you say that.
Why?
Because you and I are both going through this like surge of creativity energy.
Oh yeah, we are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's also funny. We had those Reiki sessions done a little while back, and in my Reiki session, I was told that there is this reignition of my sacral energy, of creative energy. And when I was in college, I was an artist. I had an art minor. Art was my first love, my first passion. And then after children, I was like, I don't have time to sit and draw or to create things. So I literally packed it away in a box in the basement. And for the first time yesterday, I got it out. And it was such a good feeling. I literally cried going, I miss this part of myself who was so creative.
Yeah.
It felt like a fire of creativity that used to burn inside me that I had dimmed or that I had like blown out. And now it's starting to rekindle.
Yeah.
And this weekend, it just felt like a full like bomb, a full explosion of creativity. And I couldn't stop thinking about the ways that I could be creative.
Right.
So I went and got out all my art stuff yesterday. And I was looking at all the beautiful pastel colors that I had, the charcoal drawings that I had. I took, you know, life, what was it, like life imagery or something like that. So I would do life drawings of naked people. And my daughters are like, why are there so many naked people laying on the floor? I'm like, that's art, my love. That is art. But anyway, long story short, it's the reignition of sacral energy, of that creative energy that we...
Yeah. What's funny about pulling that card for me, too, is just yesterday you and I were talking. And I was telling you how I've been getting a little... I'm getting my voice back, kind of. I'm getting myself back, and I feel really good. I feel like there's a little fire inside me that's like just a kindle right now, just kindling, but I feel like it's gonna, you know, ignite. And I just feel that.
Yeah.
And then I pulled this card for us, and then I did a separate card reading with a completely different deck, and I got fire card for me as well.
So did you read what it meant, what the fire card meant?
For in the other card, I probably did, but I was so excited that I got two. And then I was like, I was more concentrating on stuff for us at the time. So I don't remember what it said.
I pulled a bunch of cards too. And I got all the elements. I had earth. I had water. I had air. A lot of water and air was coming up.
Well, that's my next card is wind.
Wind. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
And that's activation. And don't let the lethargy settle in. Keep stirring and activating your senses. Like going outside, feeling the wind on your skin, you know, or smelling the aromas of like the flowers outside, even though they're all wilting and dying right now. But like the fall leaves, just smell those. And,
this season, it sounds like it has a lot to do with creative energy
does. Yeah.
As we're closing a door and completing a cycle of our lives and letting things go, we're opening a new door. And there's a lot of potential just wanting to kind of like through the door.
Yeah.
So I wonder, I'd love for you all to share, what kinds of things are you doing creatively right now? Are you redoing your home? Are you baking? Are you having a lot of fun working with spices?
Oh my gosh, that's what I've been doing. Yes. I've been being so creative in the kitchen. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to totally avoid the kitchen. I will continue to do my charcoal and pastel colors.
And it's funny because during my Reiki session last week with Ashley, she even said that I am starting to be intuitively creative in the kitchen. And this was before it really started. And then it's like, and then all of a sudden I was being creative in the kitchen. It was crazy.
That is weird. I thought about that too. How she said something and then it wasn't immediate.
No.
It wasn't like the next day I was like, oh my God, art.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was just like a few days later.
It was gradual. And then it hit really quick.
Yeah.
I was laying in the bathtub and it was just like all the things that I like I'm trying to meditate and all I can think about
is art
and how I could be creative. And oh my God, I can actually capture the auras that I see onto a piece of paper now because I can draw it. Why haven't I never thought about combining my first passion with my new passion?
Right.
Oh.
And I've been feeling this urge to be creative also, like for the weeks now, for weeks I've been telling everybody, I just want to paint. I just want to paint.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm
a watercolorist and I don't know if our listeners know, and I love to paint and I haven't done it in a long time. So I just really want to.
Another thing you and I are just
neck
with.
Yes. We're very artistic, both of us. We should post some of our work from the past.
We should.
For wind and activation, I basically got from that, like, take action, be fully present in your body.
Oh, stop it. I was just turning the page on my journal to see what else I have channeled. And the first thing I wrote was turn back into the self.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, a lot of self-reflection, a lot of turning inward and asking yourself those questions that we kind of already went over of the what do you want? How do you want to feel? Feeling is the biggest thing. I really want to stress the idea of changing your thoughts and your feelings. If you do not like how you're thinking about a certain situation or the thoughts that are bubbling up for you about your life and where it's at right now or where you want to go, then you're going to continue to perpetuate the same cycle over and over again. If you don't change what's inside first, you have to start with the thoughts and the feelings. And I know it sounds like such a confusing, complex, and also kind of minute thing to be focusing on when we could be changing things in the physical. But change in your life, manifesting in your life, actually starts from the inside. It has to start in the ways that you're thinking and the way that you're feeling. And for all the reasons I've already said, it changes the frequency that you're vibrating at. When you change the frequency you vibrate at, the universe goes, oh shit, she's not wanting to continue that cycle of lack or, you know, not having joy or always struggling. She's now changed her thought frequency. Where she's focused on now is different. So she's focusing on abundance and wealth and prosperity and creativity and joy. Okay. All right. Bring in the troops. We're going to bring that to her. Let's mirror that back to her. Mm-hmm. We use the universe as your mirror. It's going to reflect back to you exactly where you're at in your life. So you can reflect and then make changes. See that as an opportunity to make a change in your life, to tweak the things that maybe you're not so, you know, satisfied with or thrilled with, and make those little tiny changes. And every tiny change matters.
It does. And you feel that change. It
makes the biggest impact.
It. Yeah.
It really does. The tiny, tiny changes I've made. Last night, I've been called to release with fire. And this was another thing that came up in Reiki. This bananas that it's also coming up in these card readings because it's from three different
perspectives.
People.
Yeah, people.
Three different perspectives, three different channels. And I'm struggling right now in my life in certain areas, and I was told that I'm a triple Aries, so my moon, my sun, and my rising are all Aries. That's astrology we'll get into another time, and those are all fire energies, and so I'm really gifted in being able to heal with fire, and what I was told is I needed to release with fire energy in some sort of way, to come up with some sort of ritual where I release those patterns, those old thoughts, those old behaviors with fire. And then I did that last night, and I felt it. All I did was write a journal entry about what I wanted to release and what I no longer wanted to create in my life. And I went outside and I put it in like a little bowl and I set it on fire and I watched it burn, and I felt the shift happen inside of me. I felt my shoulders get lighter. I felt just the energetic shift of it. And I was like, there's no freaking way that if I feel this way about letting this go, there's no freaking way that that's not real. Because just changed the frequency of my aura. I just changed the frequency that I'm vibrating at, which is then going to change what I attract into my life.
I'm going to do that.
Well, I would invite you to find your own ritual.
I'm going to try that
one. Fire is a great way to do it. Totally fan in a safe way, but there's a lot of other ways you can do releasing work.
Well, you know what's funny is before I did this card pull yesterday, I did do a meditation, and I got visions of fire.
No kidding.
No kidding. And it was really weird because it was a snowflake pattern, or it was kind of like, you know, like a snowflake, but inside it was swirls of flames.
Whoa.
Yeah. You made me think of that. Like, all of a sudden it just hit me while you were talking. I was like, oh shit, I better write this down. So a lot of fire. That's wild.
Do you think it was a sacred symbol that you were seeing, or some sort of
probably, because I do see symbols all the time.
I do too.
Okay, good.
Ever since we had those encounters, I see them when I'm activating a chakra in someone's body during Reiki.
I see them when I meditate or when I'm falling asleep.
Sorry, I'm jumping up and down with excitement.
I know, me too. I am. I'm thinking about this one that I saw. It was like a circle with symbols around it, and it moved.
Okay, artist.
I know. I thought about when I saw the flames and the snowflake. I'm like,
why don't you try to paint that? Yeah, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
Thanks.
I don't see the symbols clearly. They are flashes. Yes. This is really cool. They come as like an outline on something, and then they'll flash gold.
Yeah, gold. They're all gold.
No. Yep.
Yes.
Guys, we literally have not talked about this. You are getting our reaction honestly and authentically.
I've been wanting to tell you forever but this happens as I'm falling asleep at night or when I'm meditating. When I see you, I just don't think about it.
Oh my gosh. I get them in Reiki sessions constantly.
Yeah, that's so crazy. I got goosebumps now.
There was one Reiki session that I was trying to ground the woman. And in grounding, I'm imagining roots coming from our feet and going into the earth, into the center of the earth. And when I grounded myself at the same time, my roots were literally on fire. They were on fire going into the earth, but it wasn't like danger fire. It was like an empowering fire. Mm. And dangling on the end of each root, like an ornament, were symbols. They were all shimmering in gold, like just flashing in gold. And I couldn't make out a single symbol.
I wouldn't be able to write them down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. I saw, I'm reaching for an oracle card yesterday. I saw one that just kind of reminded me of what I was seeing.
Wow.
But I doubt I'll be able to find it. Oh, found it. First card.
No!
Yep.
You went in!
Look at this. And they're all in gold as well. We're looking at Beyond Lemuria Oracle Cards from Izzy Ivy.
And Crystal Keys is the card that it's called.
The reason why that was the top card is because I just pulled I just pulled that while you were gone.
These look like the symbols I've been seeing too.
Me too. I just pulled that this morning for myself, asking for anything I needed to know for the show. And that's what came up. And then we started talking about symbols. And then,
there's freaking goldfish on here.
Uh-huh.
Ashley, in our Reiki session, told me that had something to do with goldfish.
Are there crocodiles on there? Because she told me something about crocodiles. No, I don't see any.
No crocodiles. But the goldfish. Oh.
Yes.
I looked up the meaning of goldfish, and it meant wealth and prosperity. Mm-mm. There you go.
I know.
My mind is blown.
My mind is blown.
I got full body goosies.
Me too.
Oh, man. Remember when we used to say our dream world was so much more magical than our real life?
It's starting to make a shift.
Mine has made the shift. I still dream anymore.
Oh, I still dream, and I still think they're magical, but I don't remember them the way I used to.
Yeah. I've had some crazy dreams lately, but they haven't been good dreams.
Oh.
Yeah.
I had a dream when I was 17 about the end of the world, and it was just... It was me and my brother Travis, and all of a sudden this loud noise started happening, and we run out of our huts. We were kind of like in a hut. It totally did not look like our home at all. And we look back, and there's just a wall of fire coming at us, just raging at us. And it was just filled the entire horizon. You couldn't see anything but fire. And we knew it was coming faster than we could move, but we all started running anyway. And I woke up terrified. I thought it was the end of the world. But now, as an adult, I'm wondering, did I remember a past life?
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I bought this
The Lemuria box.
The Lemuria box. That I actually had that flashback of my dream because of stuff I was reading in it.
Stop!
Yes. Yes, about kind of like the end of world times that took them from.
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know what Lemuria was or is, it was an ancient civilization much like Atlantis. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think it was before Atlantis.
Yeah.
And the theory or, the thought behind all this is that Lemuria and Atlantis eventually either went underground or they were kind of taken off the planet for the way that they were evolved species of humans who were doing a lot of work similar to what we do now, but like above and beyond where we were
way above.
But they were misusing their power, and so the galactic beings had to step in, and they had to take, you know, some pretty drastic action.
Yeah,
but that's the theory.
Yeah,
of course we don't know for certain that that's true,
right.
But that's kind of the myth behind that.
Yeah, so that makes me wonder if that was a past life
in Lemuria.
And because I have ties to at least Atlantis,
which would make sense that you would have ties to Lemuria too.
Yeah,
cool.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. So I think with all of that said, that right now is really that time of reflection to look at the things that you do love in your life, to reflect on them, and to look for opportunities to redirect your focus and your energy so that way you can create more of what you're wanting in your life, your desires, what you want to feel, what you want your life to look like in the future, and how you want your own little bubble, your own little universe to be.
Yeah, take action. Let's be fully present in our bodies.
Mm, love that.
Me too.
All right, everyone. I hope this conversation was of value to you in some way. I know we were kind of all over the place, but it was a very juicy conversation, in my opinion.
I loved it. I'm so excited.
All right, guys. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at awakening_souls_podcast or email us at rour awakeningsouls@gmail.com. Until next time.